the rest of the story. Of all of the projects to which John Rennie had applied his considerable creativity, this one was most important of all. It was to be an epitaph, a text for a tombstone. Its originality mattered especially in this case because the grave marker thus inscribed would be his own. Yes, John Rennie was dying. A house painter, interior decorator, he had, as it's now believed, succumbed to an occupational hazard of the day, slow poisoning from daily exposure to toxic materials, the lead in the paint, the arsenic in the wallpaper. The often fatal condition was then known as painter's colic. In any case, it was a lingering illness which gave John the time he needed to contrive for himself the ultimate going-away present, the world's most extraordinary epitaph. And by John, he did it. For the inscription on John Rennie's one-of-a-kind monument reads, "Here lies John Rennie." That's it. That's all. Here lies John Rennie. And that is remarkable when you know the rest of the story. All through any sunny day, the Welsh market town of Monmouth is swept in the shadow of the spire of St. Mary's Church, and it was in that churchyard in the waning spring of 1832 that John Rennie, aged 33, was laid to rest. We know a surprising amount about him beyond his status as so-called decorative and house painter and glazier. We know that he was married with four children. He belonged to a fraternal and benevolent society called the Odd Fellows. He was politically active and well-connected. He was a devout Methodist who consequently believed that no matter how cautious are the faithful, the slightest slip could result in eternal damnation. That last part is significant. Yet practically everything else in John's life was overshadowed by one prodigious gift, his virtual genius for creating puzzles. Puzzles. I mean labyrinthine mathematical enigmas in particular. Did I mention that by his own almost inconceivably brilliant design, here lies John Rennie? That's what John Rennie's tombstone says. Here lies John Rennie. But it says it 45,760 times. That's right. The otherwise modest rectangular stone monument, a grid chiseled into the height and breadth of its face, includes nearly 300 individual letters organized in very neat rows, rank and file, which computers have calculated spell out, "Here lies John Rennie," spell it out in every conceivable direction, 45,760 different ways. It is a master puzzle invented by a master puzzle maker for what appears to have been a supremely useful purpose. It was said once upon a darker age that if your grave were marked by something, anything, that kept the devil preoccupied long enough so that you might safely flee to heaven before he snatched you off to hell. If your grave were marked by something that would keep the devil preoccupied. So if you're passing St. Mary's Churchyard some lonely moonlight night, you happen to see the grave of John Rennie, and you see the Prince of Darkness sitting alongside scratching his head, at least you'll know the rest of the story.